Howdy, Red Hawks, and welcome back to another episode of United Colors of Liberty. I'm your host, Maddie Aronson, and today I'm sitting here with Meghna. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Meghna Manwadkar, and I'm a sophomore. And I moved from India last year.
All right. What was moving from India like for you?
It was really different because the culture in India and over here is different school system, different people.
What were some of the biggest changes?
There's more diversity over here, and then in India there's there's more competition in schools and everything.
Well, did you always live in India?
I moved to India from Ohio when I was 3 years old, and then I moved back to Texas last year.
What was your first language?
My first language is Marathi, but then I also had to learn Hindi because it's the national language in India.
Where is that from?
There's many types of different languages in India, but I came from central North India, so Marathi is from that.
Are your parents from India?
Yeah, my parents are from India. They both lived in the place where we used to live.
When y'all moved back, how was it having to learn Hindi as well?
I was really young when I moved to India, so I didn't really know how to talk English or Marathi, so everything was a new start for me, so it wasn't that hard.
When did you start learning English?
I learned English in third grade. Yeah, I started learning the alphabet, and basic sentence structures in third grade.
How was that for you?
It was interesting because most of the world speaks English, so my parents emphasized the importance of learning it. But it was different because even though in my school we were promoted to speak in English, we never spoke in English, so. But it was really interesting.
Right. What are some things that you miss about living in India?
I miss my friends, my other family relatives, my grandparents and everything, because I've lived in India for 12 years, 13 years, so all my connections, all my friends are still in India, so yeah, I miss them.
How has that been, losing all those people and moving here?
I also made new friends over here, so I made new people, new connections, but then because there's such a long distance from India and United States that I can't go to India every summer or every vacation. So it's kind of hard to keep in contact with your old friends and your family members.
What has the experience of moving and learning that many languages, what has that done for you as a person?
I think it has given me a global perspective. I can understand people more, who came from different backgrounds and different perspectives and all.
That's it for this episode of United Colors of Liberty. I hope to see you guys next week on Monday. Bye, guys.